The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, I got to make sure that we're podcasting because Kristen has the cutest jeans on, and obviously they're so cute, and they're
Free People.
Free People.
Which I am not endorsing that brand. I would like you guys to know I have never bought more clothes and returned more clothes. Are those my glasses?
Yep, I just got caught. You know what? I just was looking for a pair of readers. I thought they were my mother-in-law's because she likes really round ones. I found these. I put them on my face. You guys watch this on YouTube, okay? Because then you get to see Kristen's
cute on you. Honestly, cute ass
pants.
Cute on you.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been telling Kristen, I love this stylist that you started following on Instagram. And she's giving me the blank stare right now. Again, ooh. Watch on wait, did I say you can watch this on Instagram? I meant YouTube. Jeez, I'm so
I think
dumb.
They know where to.
All right. Okay, this Roz Creative Stylist. I love these jeans and they're Free People.
Yeah, you've been trying to find those. Listen.
I've been trying to get a good deal on those jeans.
Me and Free People have this. This is my experience. I go in.
The shirts are hoochie.
There's only two stores next to me, literally in my neighborhood.
Hey, you want to
Urban Outfitters and Free People. Both of those are young boobs.
It's
going
like
in there.
If I need a crop top and a vibrator, I'm going to run into Urban Outfitters.
Exactly.
If I need a shirt with just lace on the back of it, and
I'm going to go into Free People. I'm a bougie Burning Man.
Help me out.
I go in because I'm like, need stuff for the road or whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to buy a new pair of jeans. And so I went in and I found a pair of Free People jeans that I do like. But can I tell you, I have easily bought 50 different shirts, dresses, crap. And I get in the store and I don't know what magic. I go in the mirror and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool and edgy and cool and different. And then I get home and I'm like, what fucking planet are you on that you're going to show side boob?
Here's how I know. She gives it to me.
Yeah, I hate Free People.
I've got that mostly. One gray top of yours.
Also, they did the stupid shorts. The ones where I made a comment and it went viral. What's up?
Yeah. The freaking bikini jeans. Yes.
Yeah, the bikini jeans. I'm like, I will make fun of Free People because, A, you're not free. You're overpriced. And you're not for the people. But you're for two people named Paige and Jem who go to shows.
I feel like us mentioning you and saying you do have some cute jeans is worth you sending me a pair of barrel leg illusion style in size 28 or 27, please. I mean, because they've not gone on sale, and I really like them.
You like them, the ones that just all have tons of holes?
They don't have tons of holes.
Holes?
Holes everywhere in the crotch. No, they have, like, they're splatter painted. And it reminds me of the favorite jeans that I had when I was in the third grade that I got at probably Target when I was a kid.
Oh, man. We all have those favorite pair of jeans when you were, like, young. I had one pair that had, like, flowers on it that you could kind of see that were, like, iridescent.
Yes.
I was like, Who am I? Am I on a red carpet? I know this is Central City Elementary School, but
yes.
Take pictures, paparazzi. I'm walking in.
That's what these like splatter paint jeans were. I think I wore them 4 days a week too, because I loved them.
As much as I could.
I think I talked on an earlier podcast about this book I'm reading, How to Kill a Witch, and it's about like Scottish history. This is why we're different, and this is why we're doing this.
Okay, somebody join Jen's book club. And then all of you that like reading fun books, like The Housemaid, Freedom McFadden, and all of those books, trashy,
they are different.
Fucking fun books, come over to mine.
We have different personalities, which is why we're going to do this activity.
But you don't even like those books. You start them because you're trying to get educated. That's your problem. You got to read for not
I don't
education.
Like the books that I read.
It's not a fucking page turner. The Scottish book is
the Scottish one is the hardest one that I've read in a really long time because a lot of it's in old Scottish, which if you read it out loud,
a book to read a book, that book is not fun.
I know.
You know what? I like the Da Vinci Code. You know what everybody else likes? The Da Vinci Code. Well, I'm a basic bitch when it comes to books. Please continue.
But can I tell you an interesting factoid that I learned from it that I thought you would find interesting? That when they outlawed witchcraft in Scotland, it was because like the Queen was Catholic and the Parliament was Presbyterian. And there was like
Presbyterian?
They were trying to get rid of the Catholics. So all of these talismans, like the beads, all of the
rosary,
the Catholic accoutrement, they categorized as witchy.
Okay,
as
well,
witchcraft.
We do like swag.
You like candles.
We like
you
candles.
You like singing. You like chanting.
We like a necklace that you're not supposed to wear as a
right?
necklace.
But I thought
we like a good crucifix.
I thought you
My
would
mom
find that interesting.
Loves a crucifix.
You Catholics do it, and you'll put 18 of them on the wall.
Listen,
in one spot.
Like, if you're Catholic, you have a crucifix on the wall, right? Like
yeah.
Your standard
with Jesus suffering.
Sometimes
on it.
Jesus.
It's
is
different.
On it.
Presbyterians. Let me translate. We just have the cross. They've got Jesus
got
on their looking.
We got Jesus on the cross, and it can be
suffering.
A little startling.
Yes.
But literally never once did it ever cross my mind what I was looking at until I brought my toddler son, who was like, ah! And then I was like, that is pretty intense, especially if you're like in an Italian Romeo church. If you are a Catholic, you have somebody in your family that has a crucifix that has the anointing of the sick oils in it. So it opens, it's got like a special compartment and it opens literally like freaking Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
And inside of it are the oils and the stuff for anointing of the sick. So
well, you would have been
your,
called a witch.
Well,
back at, that's why I thought you'd find it interesting.
It is
because
interesting to me.
There's an origin for everything,
yes.
Right? And so it was interesting that they, and it is about like anybody who is offering healing, they would.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was really just an attempt to get rid of the Catholics and then women that they didn't like.
Right,
so.
Witches literally were like wellness is what it was. And they were like,
or they were like,
you healed something, they were like, you're a witch.
Hey,
like,
I noticed if I put this salve on
my athlete's foot, it went away.
Yeah, so they were just basically scientists.
Yes, and then because they were good at it or they had intuition or they had the ability to sort of like, look at something and diagnose.
Yeah.
Witch.
Or if they could make the queen look terrible.
Yeah. So interesting.
It's so cool, right?
It's so cool.
I dog-eared this page because I thought you, just the one page, you might want to read it.
Yeah, and then that would spin out into like some sort of a romantic tale
thriller. I think with our combined interests and personalities, we could probably do some like specialty fan fiction that is fairy porn. And also a little bit of geographic historical.
Okay. I'm on board with everything you're saying.
Okay.
Here's what I'm not. I'm not enjoying the fairy porn.
Oh, yeah. You just like the porn.
Jennifer Smedley.
What?
How dare you?
Yeah.
When I look at it, my private browsing is my fucking business. No, the books are too big. Those fairy porn books. I'm like, 600 pages.
It
I only got through the first one.
It is a lot of pages and realms and stuff to get through before you get to like the hardcore.
And I feel weird about the audiobook because it's like, and then he caresses her. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm like looking around. Like,
I got to get the audiobook. What? So that's one thing that we thought we would talk about today.
So, Emma, what is it called?
Yeah. Casey, help us out. Enneagram?
Enneagram.
It's called an Enneagram.
Enneagram. Okay,
which I've never done.
They're huge right now, though.
They are. And, you know, when I was going up through studying education, there was this test and I thought it was so cool. And it was a test that would, it was a little controversial because it's a little bit black and white of how it like breaks down your personality. But I think that's what this is. And Casey, correct me if I'm wrong, but when basically it would tell you your four colors and it would tell you in order what your color was. And you would take this test and on the test thing, it would show you like an axis.
Yeah.
So it would, the goal was that you would look like a kite.
Yeah.
But if you were like me, you would go leaning into one color. So each color designated, it was called the Myers test, I think it is, like your personality in terms of like, are you a feeler? Blue is a feeler. Orange was the clown. Green was the analyst. And
yes.
Yellow was like the type A-er. So if you were somebody who was a green or a yellow and an orange, you're somebody that jumps out of a plane. Okay. I was blue and orange. And my orange was the clown was like, ironically and not ironically.
Yeah. Where are you at on the Kinsey scale?
That's different.
That's
my Kinsey scale.
It depends. Ooh,
It was like,
it literally, it depends
everybody's
on
everybody's Kinsey scale moves around a lot. You just need somebody confusing and you're like, maybe I am gay.
It depends on what you're watching. Honestly,
there was a true crime thing. You know what it is. Okay. I'm going to deep dive true crime right now. And you're going to know what I mean. What is the name of the girl that was murdered? They went in a van.
Yeah,
it's okay. Do you remember that documentary?
Yes.
Do you remember the
Pepito?
The Gabby Pepito.
Yeah.
The police lieutenant who like basically brings the case from Florida to New Jersey, like seals it together. God. I was like
sexually alluring. Yeah.
Okay. I might be.
Before we get into this test, I have to tell you.
My gay test or this test?
I discovered one from the other. I haven't started the podcast. Can't wait to listen. Evidently, we had Paramount Plus, which I didn't know. I think my husband's worried about me because I don't have enough murder because I watched everything on every
other
channel.
You got a new murder one?
Well, this is true crime. It's called Don't Date Brandon. It takes place mostly in Seattle. This woman meets a guy online. They fall madly in love. He's perfect. He's so perfect, right?
Did they only meet online?
No, they met online.
Oh, they met online.
And then they dated in person every day together for like 6 weeks. When he asks her to get married, they're together a long time and then finds out like she had been like texting on this family, quote unquote, family app with his.
They have children?
He had a daughter with his ex-wife. Okay. I'm not going to blow anything for you, but there's a documentary about it. I'm a couple episodes in. It is crazy. I know people that this has happened to.
I know what you're going to say.
So the people who lead double lives, but they also started a podcast called Don't Date Brandon. So I'm so excited to start it and listen to it where they like go deeper into the stuff. But it's really good and a really well done documentary. So if you're bored and you're looking for a thing, it will get your hackles up, ladies.
I have to say I'm listening to the podcast you recommended and I'm having a love-hate with it.
Okay.
Don't kill Beth or Beth's dead.
Beth's dead, yeah. You're not done with it? You had one more episode. She's having trouble.
I really don't like anybody on it. I really don't like anybody on it, but that's exactly why this thing happened in the first place.
Yeah.
Is they're all storytelling from a place of making really bad judgments. So on some level, I go, hey, man, you're putting yourself out there for like showing that you made a bad choice here or that you've fell into bad boundaries.
I do think it's a cautionary tale.
It is. And, you're 100% right. I'm very judgmental about
it. I think I am so much more likely to fall into that.
I don't know.
Than you. I don't know. I think I would have a hard stop.
I think we're both. Okay, what we're talking about is catfishing.
Yeah.
How quickly can you get tricked? I think there's a big part of me that thinks I would get tricked very quickly. So I'm very, very guarded when it comes to that stuff. Catfishing scares me.
Yeah, I think you're better at saying, I don't have the bandwidth for this person 100%. Right now, and then shutting it down. I don't, and then I'll feel guilty.
Well, you're
if
much nicer. You're emotionally, your emotional IQ is higher, and I think that you're like good at talking about how you feel, and you like to engage. You don't feel nervous when people engage with you. I feel nervous. If a boundary is crossed, let me just say, don't get that twisted that like I can't hear hard information. That I have no problem with. I felt it when I was a teacher. I was like, this student is sharing with me information that I am not equipped to handle, and I need to give this student over to somebody who's an expert. That's what I feel.
See, I would argue with you. We can take our shirts off and wrestle, because you would go, why is this person telling me this? And you would identify, like, I don't have this to give, or the response that whatever it is that they want. Like, I think that that does show high emotional IQ, that you would know, like, I can't do this right now. And I would feel just guilt and would do it probably out of guilt. I guess I could see either one.
Well,
of
both of us
now
listen,
falling into
1,000%. We're going to get catfished in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I gave them all my credit card information.
I just thought, you know what? Come over. You said you wanted to make wings. You said you had a recipe. I'll get catfished over some dumb shit.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get catfished by what would be like a bigger play. Like,
yeah.
I would also figure out that the catfisher was catfishing simply on accident. That's how it would come to me. I'd be like, why do you have two phones?
This is exactly why it would happen. Kristen would be like, you know what's weird? I was in line at the grocery store and I just talked to this guy and we really got into like discussing, and he knew this person.
Yeah.
Like, you
100%.
You absolutely always end up knowing somebody who knows somebody in a thing.
I mean, we all know that I told my entire deep, dark perimenopausal history
to your
and
cousin.
Then she ended up being my cousin.
Yeah, so I know.
She's a medical doctor.
Yeah, I think if you talk to enough people, you can 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
You really can. It's
anyone.
Weird. It's weird. Yeah. Like when I was bartending one time and it came up that I was from Nebraska, and the girl across, she was a little bit like standoffish. She was just like, I'm from Nebraska. And I go, no way. And within 5 seconds, I knew what she was going to say. And we both knew my college roommate that you also know.
Yep.
And I go, why do you know her name? Like, it was the weirdest thing.
I know.
But small town, like weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll tell you why. Because every time Kristen and I aren't sitting next to each other on an airplane, she gets invited to the person next to her kid's bat mitzvah. And I have not spoken a single word, even though I've climbed over somebody to go to the bathroom 4 times. We're different like that.
We are, because I am very chatty with my seatmate. Is that because I'm nervous?
I don't know.
I think you do find them interesting.
You know, I hear the conversation.
Kind of like a bar.
Yes.
My dad's like that. And my mom's like that. My mom is the only person, I've told you this before, is the only person I've ever met who's made a friend on a plane and saw them again.
Still friends with them.
Still friends with them. Still friends
this
with
is what it,
them.
I'm not a jerk, but when I sit down, I make the obligatory smile, nod, eye contact thing.
Earbuds.
And then I just
motion to the
do
earbuds.
A fake, over-exaggerated yawn. Like, I just...
This last flight, I figured this woman, she'd had triplets.
Mm-hmm.
Delivered them. They were each 1 pound.
Guys, I've heard this story 3 times now.
I was...
Once when she told her. She told me again.
And then divorced?
In the
but then fell in love? I mean...
See, Casey,
this is the first 8 minutes.
Casey's,
first 8 minutes.
Casey's helping us do this. This is why we have to take this personality quiz. It will explain things.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We have a special guest.
Record. Casey. Ooh,
Casey, everybody knows you. Everybody asks
Casey
how you're doing
knows.
When we're on
yeah.
the road.
She's in New York now. She's doing stand-up.
Her baby's all grown up.
She's our podcast producer still. She likes us still. She's nice.
She's never
delighted.
Been our baby. We have been her children
I
with
met
a lot
Casey.
Of
I mean,
demands.
I've known Casey forever. And then Casey was going to come on and help us with I Mom So Hard. And I think the next day is when I started my hair on fire. And then we went.
During COVID.
Yeah. But do you remember when I started my head on fire?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then my husband, Eleanor, was on the verge of tears. And Finn goes, oh, my God. I think you almost died. And then.
You're laughing, Finn?
He was laughing so hard. Thank God. Because Eleanor was like. And then Colin, like, literally, like, threw the phone down.
He was
so
good.
And what do you hear me say? Were we recording? And we were.
I got my purse right here. Like, I'm ready to go or I'm 95. I'm Sophia from the Golden Girls.
Next to me because I always lose it.
Jeez Louise. I'm at my own house with my purse right next to me.
We want to go to a bar.
Oh, my God. Don't tempt me.
So most tests, like the Myers-Briggs, focuses on your outward behavior.
That's the one I was just talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping there's an essay portion because that's where I tend to nail it.
There's not.
But the Enneagram focuses on your unconscious motivations. There's nine personality types. Nine.
This is the kind you can't trick. You just okay. You got to answer honest, right?
Yep.
Is it first thing that comes to your head?
You're gonna pick between three things.
Oh, okay, okay,
okay. So we're gonna do two questions. The first one, I'm gonna read these three paragraphs. And you're going to pick the one that describes your general attitude and behavior for most of your life. Don't overthink it.
Close our eyes.
Go with your gut.
Okay. Okay.
We should close our eyes and you put your finger up that is the number of the paragraph that you most align with.
There's three groups here, A, B, or C. Group A, I tend to be independent and assertive. I feel like life works best when you meet it head on. I set my own goals, get involved, and I want to make things happen. I don't let people push me around, and I know what's best.
Okay.
That's A.
You can't make noises, Kristen.
All right, group B. I tend to be quiet, and I am used to being on my own. I usually don't draw too much attention to myself, and it's unusual for me to assert myself forcefully. Okay.
Okay.
Group C. I tend to be extremely responsible and dedicated. I feel terrible if I don't keep my commitments. I want people to know I'm there for them and that I'll do what's best for them. I often make personal sacrifices for others and often don't take enough care for myself.
Oh, okay. Jen's really conflicted right now. Okay. You know sign language? I'm putting mine up.
I have three fingers up.
That's Jen.
Am I not supposed to
the
say?
The whole fucking point of us closing our eyes was that we didn't say.
Oh, okay.
Now I know. Okay.
But I am conflicted.
This is mine. Okay. It's not conflicted. Okay. I'm not conflicted.
I opened my eyes. I'm going to close. Okay.
Don't overthink it. Just go with your gut.
Okay.
One more question.
Okay.
One more question. Okay.
Wait, it's only a two-question quiz?
Yeah.
We're ruining it.
All right.
Okay.
This version, the other versions you can get really intense with, but for our purposes, we only need two questions. Okay. It's going to be X, Y, or Z. Group X. I maintain a positive outlook and feel things will work out for the best. I can usually find something to be enthusiastic about. I like being around people and helping them be happy. I try not to show it when I don't feel great, but it means I sometimes put off dealing with my own problems. That's X. Okay.
Oh.
Group Y. I have strong feelings about things, and most people can tell when I'm unhappy. I can be guarded, but I'm more sensitive than I let on. I want to know where I stand with others. When I'm upset, I want others to respond and get as worked up as I am. I want to decide things for myself.
Bitch.
That's why. All right.
Okay.
Group Z. I tend to be self-controlled and logical. I am uncomfortable dealing with feelings. I am efficient and prefer to work on my own. When there are personal conflicts, I try not to bring my feelings into it. Some say I'm too cool or detached, but I just don't want my emotions to distract me from what's important. Okay?
We're going to figure out our personality traits on those two fucking questions.
I know.
Which, by the way, I can't even remember what the other one was.
Are we able to open our eyes yet? Questions like, what tool would we use if we were trapped in a well or something?
Yeah. That, like, how?
But, okay, do you,
what did
do
your
you
Uber
see what ours?
Driver
okay,
eat
tell
for-
us what that says, because we might need to dig into another one.
Okay.
All right. So
did you get our answers?
I did. I mean, Jen, will you remind me of your last one? Okay, great. Great, great. All right.
Me too.
Mm-mm.
What was I?
You were why?
You butthole.
For the second one.
Yeah, it was
you were
one.
Why. You are why. Do you have a do you have a why tattoo somewhere on you?
All right, I'm Kristen, you are a number 8, the challenger. I'm here to take charge and protect my people.
That sounds right.
That feels right, but I'd like to know what the other numbers signify.
I might want to choose something different for my personality.
That's a very strong analysis from two. This is like when I was at my psychiatrist and they were like, yeah, you have ADD. And I'm like, already we know?
what if Hirsch said, you have ADD? Because you answer yes to all of them.
Yeah, based on your inability to let these questions be asked, you have ADD. Okay, fine.
All
what
right,
am I?
Jen.
An 8?
8. Jen, okay. You're a 2, the helper. I'm here to take care of everyone else.
I don't know if that's true.
Do you want to read the others?
In a very broad stroke, I see...
That doesn't feel like me.
But let me say this. Correct me if I'm wrong, Casey. I think with these things... That
I'm here to help me a lot,
there's
too.
Like, there's subsequent numbers, too. Like, oh. You can be an 8 and a 2, but I might have that wrong.
Yeah.
But
you can take, like, a 100-question quiz.
Fine.
To get it exactly right.
Let's take off our shirts and wrestle get into and it. Get... If I take a 100-question quiz,
I'm gonna do
about
it
about my fucking personality. I am not my personality.
Okay,
I would quit.
What?
Question 8. I already know who I am in 2, but I don't know who you are in 2.
All right, answer these questions.
I'm not taking a 100.
It takes 5 minutes.
I'm not.
It's
trying
65.
To get a job at Cheesecake Factory. What?
65. Yes, you can.
You want me to answer 65 questions about my personality? I don't even know.
These are
myself.
Fun. Yes, you do.
No,
are
don't.
You more likely to heart rule your mind or mind rule your heart?
Heart rule my mind.
Okay. While going on vacation, you prefer to have a detailed plan or act spontaneously?
I don't know. I'm in the middle. I
That's
like to have a plan and act spontaneously. See, this is why. I do like to have a plan. I like to have an itinerary and work outside of it. I like to go, hey, I've heard that this bar is really fun in Dublin, but we can go to the one across the street. I mean, it's not like I spend a ton of time.
Do you prefer being described as a soulful person or a reasoning person?
Those both suck.
You have to choose one.
I don't like this test anymore. I want to go back to the 2-person.
2-question. I just put it in there and it said you have ADHD.
Because I do think your personality is a little bit more complicated than mine. I think you're a little bit more of a dark horse. Give me this.
I am very curious about this. Okay.
You, because you're an interesting person because you're introverted and a little shy, but then you're also like entirely funny and randomly like impulsive.
Free personality quiz.
Oh, God. We should have been
prepared. I just
want
to make sure that I have one here. Okay, here.
I'm only going to ask a few because I should just answer these for you. I can do it
Yeah,
so fast.
I want you to do my personality
you
test
You regularly
for me.
Make new friends? Agree. I'm being Jen.
Okay.
Complex and novel ideas excite you more than simple and straightforward ones.
Mm.
See? You're
That's
down the
tricky.
Middle. You're weird.
Yeah.
Because you like philosophy and you like complicated thought.
But I like rules, too.
You like rules. So
you answer for me.
You usually feel more persuaded by what resonates emotionally than what you feel by factual arguments.
No.
You don't think that you like factual arguments?
I love factual
That's
arguments.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was like, I disagree.
Yeah, 100%. I will
override. Your living and working spaces are clean and organized. I would agree with that. You're just, yes, I agree. You usually stay calm even under a lot of pressure. I totally agree. You find the idea of networking or promoting yourself to strangers very daunting. Agree.
Yes.
You prioritize your plan and you plan your tasks effectively, often completing them well before the deadline.
I try to. But
you try to. People's stories and emotions speak louder to you than the numbers of data. I don't know, man.
That's tricky, yeah.
Because
that's why I can get catfished, you guys.
Because you're sensitive. If people don't think like you, can you sympathize with them?
I think
the answer is yes.
Like, I don't trust my emotions, maybe, you know? So that's why I defer to factual, like, a scientific.
Yeah, but if you met someone who thought totally differently than you, politically, religiously, whatever, but you had you liked them and you felt compassion for them,
yeah,
I think it would sway the way you feel about them. Like, you wouldn't be...
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. So what's the question again?
People's stories and emotions speak louder to you than the number or data. I think...
Yes, yes, yes.
You agree
yes.
with that.
Okay.
You like to use organizing tools like schedules and lists. You like yes. lists. Even a small mistake can cause you to doubt your overall abilities and knowledge.
Off a cliff.
You feel comfortable just walking up to someone you find interesting and striking up a conversation.
No.
Does she have Kim Crawford?
This is the question.
No, you don't. You don't feel. I'm going to mm-hmm. put that disagree. You are not interested in discussions about various interpretations of creative works. I disagree with that.
Yeah.
You prioritize facts over people's feelings.
Well, that's tricky.
I think we're talking about two different things here. Because I think what they're saying is you live by the letter of the law. Like you would never vote this way because your party says you're going to vote this way. I don't think that's you.
No. But I will say to my kids, like, I know this is hard and it makes you sad, but this is the rule or this is what it has to be.
You prioritize facts over people's feelings. I'm going to go mid on that.
Okay.
You often allow the day to unfold without any schedule at all. I'm going to mid on that.
Mid, yeah.
Because you're good at, like, we'll go into a city and you'll be like, I'm going to go get my nails done, where that overwhelms me. I'm like, no.
Yeah, but on work days, I have my list.
Yes. You rarely worry about whether you make a good impression on people you meet.
No, I just assume it's terrible.
You rarely, I disagree with that. You enjoy participating in team-based activities. As long as they're just not cardiovascular, you love game night.
Yeah, that's true.
You enjoy experimenting with new and untested approaches. Mid. You prioritize being sensitive over being completely honest. I agree with that because as someone who's benefited from you being sensitive rather than honest, I'm going to just say, great. This is a really long test.
I think it's 16 questions.
You actively seek out new experiences and knowledge areas to explore.
Yeah. No? Oh. I think interesting.
A little bit of both. I think you really want to push yourself to be intellectually curious, but you can also just look at an interior design magazine and be completely happy.
Which I do feel like is intellectually, it's artistically curious.
Sure. Or housewives.
That's just when I shut my brain off.
Right.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
New experiences. Well, I think you and I are overwhelmed by that because we're always having new experiences. I feel like I'm not seeking new experiences because they make me nervous.
Am I going to take flamenco dancing? No. Am I going to
You came to my...
But you and I both love to take classes, you know, into new stuff.
Actively seek out. I don't think that's either one of us so much.
Mm-mm. No.
But okay. I'm going to put mid. You are prone to worrying that things will take a turn for the worse. A little bit.
I'm always prepared for it.
A little bit. You enjoy solitary hobbies or activities more than group ones.
Mid.
I was going to say mid because I think where you are an introvert, I think you truly enjoy being around. Like that favorite things party, you were glowing. You were so happy.
It was really fun.
You cannot imagine yourself writing fictional stories for a living.
I can.
Disagree. You favor efficiency in decisions, even if it means disregarding some emotional aspects. I think you're mid on that because, I think you'll always say things in the right way to spare feelings, but I might be a little bit more blunt.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You prefer to do your chores before allowing yourself to relax.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's true. Whereas I'm like, chores, is there an alarm going off? Because until that happens, then I'll do 32 of them in 15 minutes. Again, less about being an eight and more about being ADD. In disagreements, you prioritize proving your point over preserving the feelings of others.
Mm.
I think you prioritize the feelings of others.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Because I'll only go to the mat if I'm like really serious about something.
You usually wait for others to introduce themselves first at social gatherings. I disagree with that. You are very gregarious, but it's because I know you're putting your best foot forward.
Yeah.
You're scared to death. So you're like, go hard.
Yeah.
And I think you do a thing that like shy people do where they're like, I got these things in my pocket that have worked.
Yes.
I'm gonna activate them.
100%.
Whereas sometimes I'm like, nah, I'm uninterested.
If I have to be there, I'm gonna ask questions and I'm gonna find out why I like you. And then
where I'm like that on the plane, but you're like that when we go out socially. I can be a little bit like, I don't know if I wanna give it right now. Which isn't me being a dickhead is what it really
concerns.
Your mood can change very quickly. Is this my question? Disagree. You are not easily swayed by emotional arguments. Wait, how does that work? Am I saying agree with that?
You are not. I am swayed by emotional arguments or not.
I think you're swayed by feelings being hurt, not by emotional arguments. I don't think you're going to back down from your point of view if you feel very resolute.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Look, I just did it, you guys.
No, but I'm saying like I've been around you where like you have a very strong opinion. You know what you're talking about. The other person is passionate, but you're not going to sway because of that. Or they're emotional.
Right.
Or they're angry.
I think what's tricky about these questions is the way I communicate might be different
than
it's asking.
You're not easily swayed by emotional arguments. Okay, are we getting boring?
If I think something's unless you're really interested in unpacking the inner...
I'm just going to start answering a bunch of these.
Okay.
You become bored and lose interest when the discussion gets highly theoretical. That is me.
I know. See, that's
check
why we should have done this for you.
Out.
I think we just took this personality test
is
for
it
the
done
two
now?
Of us. I don't know. Click on. See, did you
Fuck, enter? Man. There's so many.
16.
This has been so much more than 16, Casey. You become bored or lose interest when the discussion gets highly theoretical.
No.
Disagree.
I don't.
When facts and feelings conflict, you usually find yourself following your heart.
No.
Mid. You find it challenging to maintain a consistent...
You guys notice what happened.
You find it challenging to maintain a consistent work or study schedule. I mean, I agree because our lives are not our own.
But I feel like we're both just signed up for it's all the time.
It's all the time.
Yes, that's pretty consistent.
So I agree?
Yeah.
You rarely second guess the choices that you have made.
Fucking
disagree. Your friends would describe you as lively and outgoing. Agree. Your friends would describe you as that, although you don't describe yourself as that.
Yeah.
You're drawn to various forms of creative expression, such as writing. Agree.
Yeah.
You usually base your choices on objective facts rather than emotional impressions. I agree with that.
I feel like it already asked me that.
You have a to-do list for each day.
Yeah.
Agree. You rarely feel insecure. Disagree. You avoid making phone calls.
100% agree.
Agree.
I don't ever make phone calls.
I will call.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, should we call him? I'm like, let's push that 3 days. Yeah.
No, I don't do that. You enjoy exploring unfamiliar ideas and viewpoints. Yeah, we're really agree.
It's just, now I feel it's like, it thinks I'm lying. It's just checking all of my answers.
Your plans are interrupted. Your top priority is to get back on its track.
No.
No, you're the opposite.
Let's have drinks.
Exactly. Like when I came undone when we were in Costa Rica and unfortunately there was an accident, we had to stick.
Oh yeah, the road was closed.
A restaurant. And I was like, we have to be there for like 4 hours or something ridiculous. And we were in this little tiny town.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, what do we know? I have any games. Like, what are we going to do? And Jen was like, hi, can I talk to the manager? Hi, we're going to be here for like 4 hours. Can you bring out as many appetizers as you have? Bottles of wine. Do you have any paper, pens for the kids?
Yeah.
And I'm in the corner like, I don't even know. Like,
she's calling
do?
Every hotel.
Yeah. I'm like, should we hitchhike? And they're like, sit down.
She
like,
literally okay. was talking to a busser about he had a boat that could
he
get
had a
us.
Boat. I was like, I just need to get us 30 miles down the road. And he's like, ma'am, I'm working. I'm like, Jen's fine. and yeah. I'm not fine.
I put a Xanax shot to her heart. Me. Yeah.
I'm an 8 with ADD. You're still bothered by the mistakes that you made from a long time ago.
Yes.
Fuck, she can remember job interviews that didn't go
well. Yep.
You're not interested in discussing theories on what the world could look like in the future. Disagree. You are interested.
100%.
Your emotions control you more than you control them.
No.
Disagree. When making decisions, you focus more on how the affected people might feel on what is more logical or efficient.
See, that's tricky.
Those are weird.
Yeah.
You're just saying, do you use your head or do you use your gut? Like, I'm going to go mid.
Yeah, because I feel like I would be like, we have to do this because this is what the information yields, but I want you to accept it.
This is more than 16 questions. Are we in the 100 question quiz?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Jesus, Jen, which one do you... I don't know. This podcast is going to be... Personal work style is closer to spontaneous bursts of energy than organized and consistent.
You just go through it and do it, because here's what I'm scared is going to happen. I'm going to answer all of these questions, and there's going to be a psychiatrist listening, and he's going to send a DM and be like,
"You do it.
I'm 5150ing you.
Freaking
holy cow!
I've done so many. Is this the 100 question?
No. If this doesn't give me all the answers,
do all C's.
If a decision feels
Let's go through these. I'll tell you what you are.
Okay. If a decision feels right to you, you often act on it without needing further proof.
Let's go through the personalities of these. Let's go through the answers. That's how I roll. Let's backwards this. All right. Jen, I'm just going to tell you what you are.
Oh, goddamn. I got to enter my email. Shit.
Goddamn son of a gun.
I just got catfished, you guys. Can you even?
Just the thing we said we're not going to do.
Send me career insights. What the actual?
You're going to get a bunch of resumes from Indeed.
Oh my God.
Fuck, how do you get those results? We just answered so many goddamn questions.
I did put an email. Let me
see. Are you going to get a job?
Your personality type is the commander. ENTJT.
That's not on here.
You're a natural born leader with an unparalleled drive to turn your visions into reality.
Where the fuck is it on this list? Okay, there's the enthusiast, the challenger, the achiever, the peacemaker, the individualist, the investigator, the helper, the loyalist, the reformer. I'm an 8. I'm the challenger. I'm here to take charge and protect my people.
But this is interesting, Kristen. This gives me percentage. So this says my personality traits. As far as extroverted, it says I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
As far as intuitive, I'm more intuitive than observant.
This is literally not the test that we were talking about, but it's
This should say a lot about our personalities.
Fine, you're going to get a job. Somebody's going to be like, you want to be a hotel manager?
And guess what? New career path. Okay, this is what it's saying for me.
God, this is literally, we just got catfish. We just got the thing.
Oh, and now I got to pay extra money.
Nope. Fuck off.
Absolutely I'm not paying any money for this. I'm going to
tell you what you are. I think that based on these, and I would think that I might be right, I would put you as a 7, which is the enthusiast, which is I'm here for the party and the possibilities. Your brain is a thinking brain.
Yeah.
That might be you. Or a 2, which is the helper, which I think is I'm here to take care of everyone else.
See, I don't.
But I don't think that that's what you think it is. I don't think it's you serving, and I don't think it's you being passive.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I think it's you
like
being a mama bear.
Okay.
I think it's more active than this.
Okay.
Here's the most important thing is we have no fucking clue and we have no fucking credentials. We just like to wing it. You're not, I'm here to win and look good doing it. That's not you. I'm here to keep things chill and comfortable. That's not you. I'm here to be deep, unique, and authentic.
Blech.
That's not you. I'm here to observe, learn, and stay independent. That's not you. It's not that you're not a learner.
Yeah.
It's just, the helper, I'm here to take care of everyone. That feels like you like to care for everyone. The loyalist, I'm here to be prepared and keep us safe. The reformer, I'm here to do things the right way. That's too rigid for you.
Yeah, that's not, I don't know.
I don't think you're like, hey, let's try shoplifting.
But I tell you that, like, I think this feels just like horoscopes, though, that you could see a little bit of yourself in all of these. Like,
you've never said anything like that before about horoscopes.
Oh,
you're
that
like,
I don't
such a
believe.
Leo.
Look, numerology very different, but like I think you could. I think you could see yourself in a lot of these. Is what I'm saying, and like I think I will overthink these. Like I could read through
which
all of these.
Which probably has its number
for sure. But I read
wouldn't.
Through it, and I'm like, I don't want to be any of those.
We
Isn't
read
there?
Two paragraphs, and I'm certain I'm an 8.
You're an 8. You are such an 8.
So there we go. That tells you all you need to know. Yeah. We did 75 questions for you. I read 2 paragraphs. And I think I'm an expert. I've had a glass and a half of wine.
We knew one sentence in.
I think that's how life is, right?
But this scares me.
Bold, broad strokes.
Do people use these? Like, is this like
a... You know
what?
The Myers test, the Myers test is a very interesting thing. And it has controversy because of it being like a little simple. But I have to tell you, after I did it, because I was, it was when I was in grad school, I was like, there's something about it that feels uncomplicated and helped me look at a kid and go, all right, they're a clown, but they're a feeler. So you kind of know what that means. Now, does that mean that every person that's outgoing and a feeler are the same? No, but it did make me go, I kind of understand the dynamics of this person, or a linear thinker, which my husband is the green, which is like a lawyer or somebody who is more of a linear thinker. And that is not how I think. When I think it should be just circles, like a circle eight, like I had a thought and I'm going to get back to that thought eventually.
Right.
Because I have no new thoughts. My husband, it's like a train track.
Yeah.
You know, and linear thinkers are good at law and,
Do you feel like when you guys communicate or when you argue that you, that's part of it is just like the way that your brains work is different.
That's why I think he always outsmarts me is because I'm going from my gut and I'm feeling this and I can't articulate it. And he's very sharp at using his words and having it be like an arrow and I'm not, but he suffers from wanting to be right instead of being kind. And I think I always say like, you can be right now if you want, but or you can choose to be nice.
You can sleep on the couch.
And you know who teaches him that lesson more than anybody is my daughter.
Love it.
Because she makes him melt. He talks such a big game.
Yeah.
And then the
he
second
told me he didn't like
girl,
puppies, but nobody runs to puppies more than that guy.
They're literally that guy. If I was like, Colin, there are some kids in need. He'd be like, all right, I'm going to get two vans.
Yeah.
And we're like, and he'd be surly about it the whole time. But that's it. So sometimes when you have things like this, I think it's like, I'm a Sagittarius. It helps us frame things that feel complicated into a simple way. And it doesn't feel so dark. Like, I don't know. There's something about it that like, tell me I'm an eight. Fine. There's something about knowing I'm ADD too, that makes me feel like, well, that explains a lot.
Every mom knows that their child is born with a personality. And
Like
some of them you can tell from the very beginning or things about them that you can tell. And so I don't know, like, how do you answer those questions? Number one, I hate an agree, disagree question.
There's a sliding scale.
Totally. I would rather have it like be multiple choice like Casey did because how much of it is like things that happen in life that like change rather than like what you just really wish your answer was. Like wish mine was like all creative stuff, but it's not. Like I don't trust myself, you know, sometimes. So then I'm like, I'm going to follow the facts because they won't lie to me. Yeah. You know, I'm going to like.
I remember when they were testing me for ADD. Here's all you need to know. I sped through the test because I was bored.
I think they see that coming. Yeah.
I think that was the test.
Yeah.
Honestly. I was like, these questions are long.
It was weird. They put me in a clown car and they gave me 64 pack of crayons. And then they put headphones on me playing all different kinds of.
And I've never been more calm. Am I okay? Like, but I remember they like did, I got to draw and I was like a laser focused that. And I wonder if there were like parts of that test that I just didn't know. Like the test was bigger than the test.
So, ma'am, you drew on the back, but you didn't answer any of the questions.
I got a pretty picture out of it, right? Like everybody likes a self-portrait at a party. Like, John, we talked about your wife. Like, I know all about you. I'll pull this information out in 25 years when I'm talking on a podcast.
I'm going to your bat mitzvah, your child's bat mitzvah.
Thank you. How are the triplets? Everybody's fine. Do we podcast? But you're going to do the test, I'm an eight. I'm not doing it.
You're an eight. I'm something.
But again, I think this test can be, you're a two leading with a thing.
Yeah.
I think there's a thing.
I could go through this and I could go like, I think you're three of these things.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're definitely an eight. You're 90%. But you're...
What's the one that I don't know that I am?
Hold on. Let me... Let me look it
now
up.
Now look at me. I'm like, did we podcast more about me?
Yeah.
Am I a rule follower? I think I'm kind of a rule follower.
I'm here to be deep, unique, and authentic.
I love you. I think that's I don't you know being that, my friend.
Listen.
I'm not trying to be deep.
I don't deep I would leave out of that. But I think unique and authentic are very important.
But am
to
I
you.
Trying really?
Yes. I think you are sickened by the idea that like you wouldn't say the thing that your gut is telling you to do.
Yes.
That's authenticity.
I think I very much dislike when people aren't being honest.
Whether it's to spare emotions or anything.
If I smell bullshit, I get nervous because I can't operate. I'll tell you where I didn't do well, the South. Passive aggressive. Like if anybody's like, oh, you sweet girl. And that's supposed to be, hey, you're being
like
rude
you.
Or something.
Yeah.
Like I'm always like,
what is that?
Did I, is that mean? Code?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not good at code breaking.
Yeah. I would say deep, like you will have deep conversations that you find them uncomfortable. But I think by deep, it means like this true place inside you, you feel the need to express it.
Yes. Because I think it offers connection and that's what I want. I want approval. Yeah. And I want connection.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel like the world, like we're meant to be on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Like I feel that the most when we get to laugh.
Yes. Well, that's your true. I mean, what you laugh at is that's who you are, right?
Well, shit is funny. It's funny.
I mean, okay. I think we podcasted.
I think we podcasted.
Pioneer.